lead us here. Come down and send your Holy Spirit down into this building and lead us here and guide us, teach us your word, not the words of men, but that you would teach us your word and prepare us for the things that are coming. Thank you, Father God, for being kind and merciful to us. Meet us here today, this morning, in this Bible study and in our Sunday service. Meet us here, please, Lord. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen. As you think of what Pastor was talking about, the things that are going on in the world right now, and Israel. You know, the Bible does not talk about at times about that Israel's a fig tree. It does not say that. We know that he did call them a fig tree when he cursed them, but the fig tree is when you see these things start to happen.
Yes.
That's the blooming of the tree, the leaves, that you know that the end is near. That's the fig tree he's talking about. When you see these things start to produce, know that the end is near. And the question in Matthew 24, I'm not even here yet, but we're going to continue. But this was just on my heart. What's going on in Israel? What's going on with people in India? It's not just India, it's Africa.
Yes.
These are places where they practice their evil devices to kill people. Third world nations where they know nobody's looking at. People, the caste system in India, where those people are worthless to them. They have no right. You deserve to die. That's how you were born into that system. So to them, we're the racists. We are. The Americans are. We're the ones who hate each other. They're so racist. Slavery is taking place in Africa. But black people enslaving black people. But we're the racists. And it seems to me? White conservative Christians are the ones being called racist. Where if you're a part of the woke community, you're not. Everything's upside down, and you see it coming. You see wickedness coming. You see the dark days coming. And like we talked about, Israel clearly is a marker for end times. They have come back into the land. And these things are going on, and we always see that Hamas has been attacking them forever. So what's the difference between now and then? Well, now and then, Matthew 24 seems to be taking place.
Right.
It's not just that they're being attacked by them. It's that America has turned its back on... Biden is saying...
Not just America, but the world.
The world. Yeah. They're saying Hamas is right. You know, they're right. So I just think about... what's going on in Israel right now. Matthew 24:3 says, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What is the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?
Yeah.
Well, the next verse, first I'm going to rapture the church.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that.
No.
Right? It says, and he answered and said unto them, take heed that no man... Pastor brought it up earlier. No man. People teaching doctrines of devils or their own theories, their own, not using this. Me and Lauren were talking about this. This is all you need. You do not need other people's books, videos, DVDs, other people's preaching. This is all you need. And if their preaching doesn't line up with this, they're wrong, not this.
Absolutely.
So, Jesus said, take heed that no man... I could start naming the men.
Right.
I'm not going to do it. I could start naming the men that are teaching an end times doctrine that is not biblical. And one of those end times doctrine is you can take the mark and still go to heaven.
Yes.
Another end times doctrine is, oh, we're going to be removed before things get real bad. These are lies. These are doctrines of men.
They're also inconsistent.
And they're inconsistent.
You don't have to be raptured out ahead of time.
That's right.
To make a mark. That isn't...
Doug, who's being... If you're raptured here, who's being deceived? They're already deceived.
Yeah, right.
The lost people are already deceived.
Right.
All right. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am in Christ. I am Christ, shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors of wars, they be not troubled. For all, be not troubled.
Amen.
Right? There it is. He said it earlier. Be not troubled. Who's in fear right now? I'm not. This doesn't scare me. What's going on in this world? Gas prices? Are we going to be communist, Marxist nation where the middle class is going to be eaten out of garbage cans? this, I'm not in fear. I'm excited because I see him coming.
Rat, when it's cooked, is very tasty.
That's right.
Cooked. I didn't know you were supposed to cook.
So you should hear wars and rumors of wars. That's what we're hearing.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation.
Mm-hmm.
Civil wars.
Right.
We're in a civil war in this
right.
nation.
Yeah,
it just hasn't escalated to violence yet.
Or to deep bloodshed. It is violent.
And that's right. Yeah. It is violent.
We're
right.
Burning our cities down.
It's right. They are.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, I go protest on January 6th, and I'm the problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
I didn't kill anybody.
Because you wear a red hat.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't kill anybody.
Unless it's shit.
I didn't even yell at anybody.
I was going to say, you didn't encourage anybody.
That's right.
Right.
They burn down a building, kill cops, that's fine, you know, whatever. Okay. You share wars, rumors, wars, and that nation rise against nation, and kingdom against
mm-hmm.
kingdom.
Yeah.
He just said nation against nation.
Right.
He said wars and rumors and wars. These are earthly global wars.
Mm-hmm.
What kingdom against what kingdom?
A kingdom of light, kingdom of darkness.
And we're the ones who see it.
Right.
We're the Christians who go, I'm not wearing your mask, I'm not taking your vaccine, I see a spirit of wickedness coming on this planet, and I'm preparing. I'm going to gather with my brothers and sisters who see the truth, and we've got to start preparing spiritually for what's coming. That's a fairy tale.
Amen.
Well, I think that, if I can just interject just a second, I get the feeling that that in the Lord's preparation, so with this whole mass thing,
yeah.
I honestly feel that we're kind of protected in that, we go into stores, we go into restaurants, we don't wear a mask. Nobody says a word.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's like they pay no attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm with the father. I usually wear my mask when I walk in the store.
But that's okay with this.
But I did twice go without a mask. And I was very proud of myself. I felt good. I never wear a mask because I
yeah.
So Walmart's one of several stores that say they're going to drop mask mandate.
Those that are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
your order, they're not going to check to see if you're vaccinated.
Right.
So it's
right.
Without a
right.
Mask.
That's right.
I dropped the mask mandate months ago. And everywhere I go, I walk in there without a mask. And I've really only had like two or three times somebody not yell at me, but just say, do you need a mask? And I just said, no, you're fine.
I'm back when I use the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Lieutenant for Scoobon County Sheriff.
Yeah.
And so we were talking to him yesterday, and we asked him about it. He said, sir, there's nothing they can do
nothing.
To
yeah.
you for not wearing a
it's
mask.
Not a law.
Right. Absolutely nothing. It's not a law.
It's mind control.
Yes. You know, people have a right for a private residence type of thing. But as far as...
It's mind control. It's controlling
is.
People by fear... And by bullying them. This is totalitarianism. This is the anti-Christ
yes.
system that's coming. That, and that's the point I'm trying to make. It's not, we've seen Israel constantly be attacked for a lot since they've been in the
since
land.
They, yeah.
But when can you ever line that up with famines, disease, pestilence, globalism? You're seeing
yeah.
globalism take over now. They stole the election. They stole America. We're not going to go back to Trump and apple
yes.
pie and praise God. They are moving forward with an evil America.
Right.
So my Bible says in 6, see that you are not frightened. The Lord has not given us a
spirit
of fear.
Spirit.
That's right.
So that's why, you know,
mm-hmm.
If you're in your Bible every day, if you're studying, if you're listening to the Holy Spirit, you don't have that fear.
That's right.
He's
mm-hmm.
giving you a spirit of no fear.
Yes.
And
right.
if you start feeling fear,
right.
you need to rebuke it.
That's right.
Amen. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
And
we'll
be
Bible.
And we'll
go
be
angry.
Amen.
That's right.
That's
right.
The more this
that's
is
right.
in you, the more fear
there is. Something
that
Jerry said, it is a spirit of fear.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Remember, this is a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Powers and principalities in the heavenly realms. And our combat here, the way we fight, is knowing the Word of God. How do you know the Word of God? Wait, no, you don't listen to John MacArthur? MacArthur does it. How about John Piper? Do you listen to him?
Right.
Stanley.
Right.
Jimmy DeYoung, is he like somebody you listen
yeah.
to?
Yeah, Les Fedek. Yeah. I'm going to watch Les Fedek instead of going to church on Sunday. The guy's dead.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on right now.
And what Scripture says, if you change the doctrines of this Bible, if you change what the Scripture says, right. your name's stricken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So once saved, always saved. Just got shot in the foot.
That's right.
No.
Oh, we
should be right through here.
Our Friday group, we went over this once saved, always saved. We came up with at least 20 verses to destroy that doctrine, and we didn't even get into the blotting out of people's names and stuff like that. Yeah. At least 20, right? At least 20 verses.
Did anyone take notes? Or did y'all just talk about it?
Well, I think the ones that were there actually were in agreement, but the ones that should have been there.
Thank you very much. I do think I'm right now.
Okay, so.
If praying doesn't happen, Sunday doesn't happen.
So, for nation rising against any kingdom against kingdom, and famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, these are the beginning of sorrows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not going to get into the 7-year thing.
Right.
We will cover that. I want to move forward. He does. There's a 2,300-day period that he misses. There's a 3.5-year period that he misses. We'll get into that as we move forward. Okay, so they should deliver you up, and they should kill you. You should behave of all men for my name's sake.
Right. He said all these were beginning of sorrows. Okay. Yeah.
So they're going to hate up. This is not for a bunch of unbelieving Jews are not being persecuted and martyred for the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
They might have cursed themselves because they rejected him, but it's us that are living for his name's sake. And we brought it up, I think, last week about this is a testimony against them. Your life is a testimony that you believe in somebody that is different than Dr. Fauci.
Right.
Okay. We can continue. Then men shall be offended, shall betray one another, shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. What did he say? Be not, don't let no man deceive you.
Right.
Many false prophets. False prophets are not Buddhists.
No.
These are guys sitting in pulpits saying, once saved, always saved. It's false.
Right.
Or we're going to be removed before the tribulation. That's false prophecy. I got to call it what it is. Mm-hmm. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth to the beginning of the tribulation shall be saved.
Check out 12 a little harder there.
All right.
Just, because iniquity shall abound. What does that mean, folks?
That's right.
Injustice.
Injustice, lawlessness.
That's right.
Because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many is going to wax cold. Who's he talking to?
The church.
Okay.
There are questions of God's sovereignty.
Absolutely.
Oh, God isn't able to keep us in peace during this.
Yes.
And man is overcoming him.
That's right.
That's not the place.
I heard one of these false prophets teachers say, if the preacher rapture doesn't happen and it's not the blessed hope, it's the blasted hope. In other words, God's damned us if we don't get it on. There's not a creature of rapture.
Yeah. See, and that, listen, folks, that's something that's being preached on many of the radio stations within our earshot. I don't listen. I used to listen to Christian radio until I started finding out that most of the Christian radio is preaching false doctrine.
Right.
I used to listen to TV preachers until I found out that TV preachers are preaching false doctrine. The vast majority.
Do you ever wonder what the great delusion is going to be when so many people are chasing all
the great delusion is being set up by the false teachers?
Right. But, we got Lance over there in the back. He's polite. He just waits.
Yeah. agree with that. And you could clearly see politically how we aligned ourselves with some of them, but even a lot of them turned.
Our own government's lawless.
Absolutely.
The Constitution's not obeyed.
That's right.
The laws that they have, they don't like them.
On the right side of it.
The government overrides it.
That's right.
Like Cuomo, you know.
The only truth we have is the Bible.
Amen.
That is the only
truth. That's the only truth.
It's hard not to get wrapped up into that, especially if you agree, you know, with some of the things that they're doing. You're like, oh, well, you know, that's helping the country. But that's also a fatal mistake, because if you start leaning on that rather than the Bible, you can see how that can mislead you very easily.
I got caught up in it. I loved it. I loved watching the guy. I loved listening to him rip into Nancy Pelosi and the island, the Pennsylvania shift. And I loved it, you know. But like Mayor said, it was actually a blessing for me watching this thing get stolen, because God's saying, are you watching what's going on?
Yeah.
This is Satan's world.
Right.
I'm coming. It's mine, but he's in control right now.
Which point of technology has it entered the world that it seemed like the next best thing to say?
Yes, amen.
It turned out its end to be something that moved us even farther from the Lord.
That's right.
There is no technology, there is no comfort that is, and that's Satan's, that is always Satan's game. This is better for you. Right now, in this moment, it's better for you. And then you realize too late, too little too late, and it condemns you even more. Now, we had a quick, and I'll make it quick, we had a quick conversation last night speaking with some people. I said, what if, and I'm just going to put a what if out here, if Trump played the double agent, okay? Because there's a lot of right-wingers that will say, well, he's coming back, military's getting up, we're starting to see some things. If he played the devil's advocate, up to a point, and he actually is the establishment of what's going to take place. So you see how we can't understand what's going on.
Right.
In and all that, it's the simple thing. Follow Jesus. He does understand. Why do we try to understand it when Jesus already does?
Right.
And he says, follow me. I'm not going to lead you straight.
Absolutely.
I think because naturally we have inquisitive minds.
We do.
And I think Satan can use that against us.
But that inquisitive mind is the sin, is part of the sin nature of mankind.
Right.
To want to know the wisdom of God instead of just follow God's wisdom as He leads us.
Yeah.
That's part of the sin nature. That's what gets us prideful. That's what makes us human rather than just followers of God.
And let's face it, the shot came from His administration.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, to me, this is one of the most wicked things on the face of the planet.
I've never read and studied about history. That's right. What you got?
One of the things that I can see clearly is I'm thinking that Trump is going to come back. But the country as itself is going to get so bad that even the people who were against him said, you know what? We had it better with him. Back when he was first elected, and I found out that his son was a Jew, okay? For some reason, it was an instinct that just said, be careful. Now find out that this guy is the peacemaker, okay? Now, you see in everything, I mean, you can talk to anybody and say, you really honestly think that this year is better than the last four?
Right.
Okay? Well, no, you know, maybe you're right. All of a sudden, we want our God back. Put Trump back in office.
Right.
Now, what he'll do is he'll pull us out of it again.
We noticed when he sat down with a face-to-face meeting with any of his adversaries, they came on a changed person.
Mm-hmm.
They still attacked him, but almost in an acting sense.
Yeah, right.
They truly hated him to begin with. And then when he went in and said, look, really on your side, you got to play this game out.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Because everybody turned around and said, well, there'll be a tap, but it was really no effective tap.
Right.
And that might be the truth.
Well, like you say, look,
he's our Savior leading us the wrong way.
Well, look at what has happened under his watch, too. We closed down the churches. These are under his watch. We shut down the churches. Like Lawrence just said, technology now came into the church. Now you can stay home and watch church instead of be around one another. That's not church.
And now, with that come up to the altar and pray, come up to the TV, come up to your internet. Before your internet, confess me, and you'll be safe forever.
We're supposed to know one another.
Yeah.
We're supposed to love one another, love each other. How will they know you're my disciples, that you love one another? I was just reading in Ephesians that we are to edify one another. We're to lift each other up. We're to have each other's back. If you're not around one another, you're not doing it. Right. How am I going to pray for Wendy and her mom and the struggles they're going through if I'm not here with her? You know, I've been here, I think we've been here like 4 months now, 3 months. Uh-huh. I met a guy in this church that I didn't know 4 months ago. And when he opens his mouth, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring, but he has been a blessing to me,
yes.
A guy that I know is a thinker. He doesn't speak without the scriptures. And when he opens his mouth, I'm going, I'm going to listen to that guy.
Yeah.
He's a blessing to me. Yeah, I wouldn't have that if I wasn't here in a church family.
And that only comes because this group of people right here truly study scripture.
That's right.
All right, we read it as our mind is an open book, a blank page.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that about you guys. I really do. That and he wasn't talking about me, praise God. But
this guy, I absolutely love him. I love him to death.
The thing is when this body right here reads their scripture, they're reading it for what the says, what Jesus says.
That's right. Man.
All right. Not about what people think what Jesus said, just simply what he said.
Yeah. And he's right, I'm not, although I say that because I totally have respect for him as a man of God and a man of the Word, but I wasn't talking about
right.
him.
Right. Amen. I know.
Okay.
There really isn't anybody, isn't anybody here who has not, in some way or another, at one point or another, grown me, encouraged me.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Supported me.
Yes.
You know, there's not one person here.
You know where I was going. They were at about 150. You know, and so a lot of them took the vaccine or taking the vaccine. And I just said Friday, I said, I'll bet there isn't anybody at Cherry has taken it. And somebody said, well, there might be at least one person. And I figured out who it would be. It'd be the one that doesn't show up, that listens to the false teachers, that says you could take the mark.
The only way that can happen is us being open to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Speaking to us.
Yes.
Through
yes.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. So if you're not open
That's
to
right.
having the Holy Spirit speak to you, you're going to have theology.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's why I say, now when I'm up here, there's a fear of me.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm saying something, and you even hear my prayers, that God would have mercy on me if I said something in error. There's a fear that I'm up here saying something wrong because I fear God and I fear to misrepresent Him. And this is what matters. The script, and I am. This is not the Tom Elias show. I'm not beyond being rebuked or challenged or anything. We're all in this together, and we've had some great back and forth. Here.
And the more we challenge, the more it makes all of us dig.
Absolutely.
I love digging with you guys. I dig with you.
So let me just, verse 14, and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then the end shall come. So, Wendy, that's what we were saying a couple of weeks ago. I was actually saying this for you. The end comes here. The gospel is going to be preached here. There is no more gospel during this time. We are kings and priests. We are not evangelists. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that we're going to go up to the house of God, and He will teach us during this time. And I'll say that, not only that time, but even farther.
Yeah.
You will, I don't care if you're resurrected, saved in the kingdom of heaven for a million years, you're never going to be God.
Right.
He's God. He will always know more than me. He will always teach me. And I think when you see that this is a group that studies their Bible, and I can grab things from Lawrence and from Pastor Fitz, and Jake can share something with Paul, how the unity of the scriptures come together, and you can see the dimension of the Bible coming forth through different people. And that's what we believe. This isn't just a linear book. I don't need to know the customs and times of Israel back then. If you want to, fine. But this transcends that. This is actually, we're reading this and we're going, how much closer can we get?
Right.
It's happening. So that was my point, that the gospel is preached until the end. But it says that we're the ones preaching. You get it? We're the ones preaching the gospel. We have the Great Commission. If the gospel is preached at the end and we're gone here, who's preaching the gospel? Nobody.
Right.
The unbelieving Jewish people? The Catholics?
Well, the unbelieving world, right?
Right.
Everybody who denied Jesus is going to preach the gospel.
The Great Commission is for us.
That's because they saw all the Christians float away.
It's,
all the clothes
fell
off and they floated away.
Right.
So that made all the new believers.
Well, then that would be the end. Which is not the end, because the end is here. Like Doug said, it's such a bad doctrine. It's not like a gray area. Well, we'll find out when we get there. And, well, that guy's actually safe. Okay, I believe there are pre-trippers that are safe. Clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a bad doctrine.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go back to this.
Amen.
I just wanted to share that. And by the way, the reason I did that is because of what's going on in Israel.
Right.
He brought up FAI.
Yeah.
FAI, I'm just saying this if you want to do it. If you go on their website, you can get $5 a month.
Right.
And they are reaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
They are preaching, they are giving the gospel not only to the Jewish people, but
the
Muslims, in that whole area.
Yeah.
So
and
that's another way, like he said, I can't get to Iran, I can't get to Turkey, I can't get to Israel, but I can fund the gospel being
right.
Who supports FAI? What source are they?
Oh, they're on their own.
Yeah.
They're standalone. There's no
interdenominational.
No, they're not denominational.
No, they're not. They're kind of like us.
Yeah.
They just believe, swear to the Bible.
Yeah.
You know?
You say you can't get there, you can through prayer.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Yes.
Through prayer.
Right.
Ultimately, that's the most important thing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because God does not need a book to get his word out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
everybody
can pray. So everybody can do it. Yes.
And it, I mean, that should be a natural thing that we're spending time on our knees. You know,
and if you're having a problem with prayer, try fasting first.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Repent
and
confess.
Yeah. Amen. God
says,
yes,
and pray.
Yeah.
It is. I'll tell you.
My wife said, not on Wednesday.
Yes, that's right. It is a blessing to fast. It really is. You will see God. And once again, to fast is not so you can fit into your genes. It's to starve your flesh.
Yes.
Starve it.
Yeah.
And feed it. You know, pray. It's a good time to spend time in prayer and reading, feeding your spiritual needs. We are overwhelmed 24/7. Who brought it up about the wickedness of the world right now? Well, what did it say about the days of Noah?
Mm-hmm.
It was exceedingly wicked. It was, you know, every man's heart was right.
Continually.
It's continually. They were doing things that you couldn't even imagine, but yet now they're doing things you can imagine.
Yeah. Hey, 10 years ago, I never could have imagined what's happening.
That's
now.
Right.
2 years ago.
That's right. I don't understand. How can you look at a child?
Yeah.
I don't. That to me, I could kill someone. I think I could kill someone.
But they're downplaying that.
Yeah.
They give really light sentences for that.
Yeah.
They don't even care if you kill the kid.
Yeah.
We'll give you 2 years.
Yeah.
Probation.
And the whole
I think that's because they're involved themselves.
Absolutely.
I
absolutely.
Think they
the
are
whole
participants themselves.
The whole southern border is trafficking, child trafficking,
right.
Sex. A lot of the wicked are pedophiles. They are. And what's going on in India, some of these children will be raised and born for that reason, or to offer
to sadists. Yeah.
I forgot the goddess name of destruction.
Oh, I know. She's got the
stuff. It's happening.
Shiva.
I mean, that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Shiva. Yeah.
All
right. Let's go back to this sheet where last week we did Sardis, Revelation 3:2, and what we were looking at is what we've been doing, or we keep getting off track, but what we've been doing is looking at man's tribulation, especially Christians' tribulation, and that we are not appointed to God's wrath.
Right.
The day of wrath. So there's things that lead up to the day of wrath, and we've been looking at some of these churches, the tribulation that they have. Last week we were looking at we were to be watching, right? We're watching what? Nothing? God has clearly given us markers to look for.
To look out for, yeah.
Right? And one of those markers is this event. When the Antichrist steps into the temple, God says, I'm God, you people worship me. And he continues for 3.5 years, and he goes out to make war against the saints and overcomes them. That's persecution. That's martyrdom. That's a 3.5 year period.
Yeah.
We're told we're going to see that event.
Right.
Okay. So we're told to watch for these events, and we're told that he's coming as a thief in the night. Second Peter said he's, I mean, 1 Thessalonians 5 says he's coming as a thief on them.
Right.
Them are not us. He's coming on them as a thief in the night. When they say peace and safety, what's going to cause them to say peace and safety? Yeah, we're finally got to get away with these people that won't take the vaccine.
Right.
These people that are corrupting us, that are struggling. When they imprison us, when they persecute us and even martyr us, then they're going to say peace and safety.
Right.
But he also said that the recreation of the planet is as a thief in the night. When the earth will melt with fervent heat. The elements will melt with fervent heat. So if we're looking for this day coming, what manner of persons ought we either be? We ought to be preaching the gospel.
Right. And so, if you have to, you use your Bible. All right? Preach the gospel every day in every aspect of your life. Now, no scripture, but the true gospel is loving people while you love God, meeting people in the middle of their need, and expressing the true Christ that loves you.
That's
loving
right.
People in the middle of the mess.
That's right. That's right. Love. Love. It's not... I think what has happened with Christianity since dispensationalism has been pumped into it, there's this... The love is gone.
Yes.
Love, the relationships.
Yes. Because of iniquity, the love in the church will wax cold because we're seeing lawlessness. When you see the lawlessness of the election, you see the lawlessness where the political realm can do what they want to and get away with it, and we see that lawlessness. When we see that, I quit caring as much.
That's right. Yeah.
And to be honest, in my life, when I see that stuff going on, when I see that the people in official business where the cops can do something you can't.
Yeah.
Where the mayor can do something you can't.
That's right.
Where the politicians can go in the midst of this so-called outbreak of disease and go to a function without a mask, without a vaccine, and you can't.
Yeah.
Lawlessness.
Yeah.
And it makes me not care.
Yeah. The hypocrisy of a thing. Yeah.
We're supposed to have our faith and trust in God.
Amen.
We're trying to put it in people.
In people, yeah.
Trying to look for that. Being able to trust and faith in them, and we got to have our faith in God.
That's right.
It's true. They have no power.
Mm-hmm.
That's what helps us to grow.
That's right.
To learn to grow.
Yes.
Where we don't put our faith in those things.
But we say it all the time too. Well, I have a relationship. I don't have religion. You do have a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Your religion is your relationship with Jesus Christ. He even said, true religion is this.
Right.
So Jesus, what does Jesus want with us? Relationship. He wants me to love him as much as he loves me. But yet, this seems to be neglected in the church.
Church.
Well, there is a guy over there who said, pray for me. But do you know him? Get to know one another. Get to spend time with one another. Come to the studies, the men's group, the women's group, Wednesday night. I can't do all of them. It's too far.
You can do better things once a day.
Don't just come and sit. Get to know somebody.
Amen.
And what you were saying, Jim, the scripture says because we're going to see iniquity, many people who call themselves Christian are going to lose their love.
That's right.
Right? And I agree with you 1,000%.
But if we're really know the Lord.
Yes.
And we really trust the Lord.
That's right, Jim.
We won't put our confidence in I let people down sometimes. They say, I'm going to do something.
That's no.
I hope they don't condemn
you. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Their faith should be in God.
Right.
Don't let that walk away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, let's put our faith to works.
Well,
let's do it.
And we have to remember that the standard was Moses and Abraham both bargained with God and said, hey, send me to help save them.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's love.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, he doesn't know Christ anyways, whatever.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And that's wax and coal.
Wax.
Well, it says that, you know, people will be lovers of themselves.
Oh, come on.
Lovers of God.
Yeah.
And you can see how, like, the moral fiber of society is separated.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yes.
You can see it severed. And that's, you cannot have a society that can stand without it.
That's right.
As soon as people just want to do whatever they want to do, mm-hmm. you can't have a standing community, you know, without that moral fiber.
Well, we're living in a narcissistic world. People can't walk by a chalkboard without taking a selfie of themselves.
Yep.
What's going on?
And this has been repeated throughout history. I mean, Rome got so corrupt that it literally, like, fell in on itself.
Yeah.
Sodom and Gomorrah was so detestable, you know, that God destroyed it. You can see that Satan basically sets it up where he basically just keeps repeating the same thing, but, you know, wrapping it in a different package.
Yeah, it's the same story, nothing new under the sun, just a different country, a different group of people. Go ahead, Bill.
Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 should be our daily meditation. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Do not understand
it.
In all our ways acknowledge Him.
That's right.
Let Him direct our path.
That's right.
And with that comes the understanding that those that are oppressed
yes.
are not in control.
That's right.
So we look at them and we get angry with them and we get frustrated with them.
Oh, that is so good.
And that it is not them. God has allowed this to happen, and as long as we give them the credit that they can oppress us,
that's right.
That's where
yes.
we lack hope.
That's where we
went.
We
blame them.
That's yes.
right.
No, this is I'm Christ.
This is for the spiritual.
Yes.
This is for the spiritual person. This is for the one that actually believes in God and actually believes He has words. And when you see what's going on in the world, God is calling you. Are you watching? Are you watching? I'm preparing people for what's coming.
What you just said is so true. This is for the overcomers.
Yes.
All right?
That's right.
This is those who look at the things that we just talked about, and we see the spiritual truth behind it, and we overcome the oppression. We overcome the disbelief. We overcome the hurt. We overcome the things that are happening through faith in Christ Jesus.
Because we are
right.
free indeed.
We are already
we're the ones who are free. I feel free.
Yes.
I don't have to put your stupid mask on. I feel free.
Right.
Mayor.
1 Peter, starting in 3:13. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. Do not fear their intimidation and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as your Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence.
Oh, how are we supposed to do that? With what?
Yeah.
Well, good thing I'm a Gentile.
1 Peter 3:13.
Were you going to go to the churches?
Let's move forward. So,
yeah.
You know, that was it. I just want to cover last week about being watchful and the thief in the night, but there was a verse that we left out, and I know in the church of Sardis there, it said, then 3:3. He warns the church of Sardis. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent.
Yeah.
He's telling them to repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. See, the unrepentant, they're the ones falling back. They're not ready for what's coming. They're not watching. So Revelation 16, this is the verse we missed last week. Revelation 16, 15. Revelation 16 is the wrath of God. It's the day of wrath when all seven vials are poured out at the same time on a Christ-rejecting world. That's what we're not appointed to. Up until that point, we're appointed to everything that the rest of the world is. So 6:15, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So there you go. Remember we did Revelation 20 about the resurrection? There's the blood, there's one resurrection, there's two parts to it.
Right.
But it's the same day, the blessed and the unblessed.
Right.
Blessed. Blessed are those who watch. Watch what? Nothing? You're watching things that are happening, and it's drawing you nearer to Him. It's drawing you closer and closer to Him. That worse you see things, and then you get together. We talk about it on Tuesday. Tuesday we're talking about 666,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And everybody kind of had a view of it. And I just say, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with Solomon and six.
Yeah.
But also John 6:6 says, many fell away,
yeah.
Many disciples fell away, mm-hmm. and continued not with Christ. I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
But it says that it is the number of His name.
Right. The number of a man.
That's right. We'll know. Mm-hmm. When that happens, we will know. And 6:6. God will open that up.
But it's not with glass darkly.
That's right.
And then face to face, we're going to see it.
Okay, so the next church is Philadelphia, Revelation 3:10. This is one of the churches where He commends.
Which are individuals.
Remember that.
Yes.
Now, you weren't here. These are not church ages, right, that we've been lied to. Mm-hmm. These are people. What makes up the church, the congregation? People. These are types of people. And maybe even a local church.
A flavor.
That's right. But it's clearly types of Christians. So the Church of Philadelphia, who he compliments to, he chastises for. But look what he says to Philadelphia. Three, 7?
Yeah.
4:3.
Oh,
Cap 3:7-13.
To the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things say, he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, he shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
So, I mean, first of all, is he just talking to a Philadelphian person? He's talking about all churches.
Anybody who applies that.
That's right.
All right?
That's
anybody
right.
who applies that.
This is what I want. This is what I want me to be. This is what I want. If you just look at what he's saying, he has the key of David. What is the key of David? This guy's grace.
That's
right. This guy's great. God had grace on David. He had grace on him. David deserved.
What did David do greatly?
That's right.
He repented.
And he repented. That's right. Absolutely. And he goes on, read about it in Samuel, read about it in Psalm 31, Psalm 51, Psalm 32, Psalm 51, in Romans 4 or 5, mm-hmm. the grace that God gave to David.
Right.
This is grace. You know what I noticed there? Verse 7. He openeth, and no man shut it.
Yeah.
You don't get to shut your churches down.
Amen. Thank you.
You don't get to do that. He's going to shut them down. He opens them.
Yeah.
Not the government and not some pastor in the pulpit.
Amen.
You are to open that church. It is to be open even if there's two people in it.
The body of Christ.
Lance.
It's interesting that last verse that he read, like right after that, is the letter to the church in Laodicea. So, the 13 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Right.
So, it makes you wonder if they had the right Spirit, you know what I mean, like, leading them.
Well, that's what I see. I mean, I constantly see the Bible is not telling you, oh, you profess some faith, you're good to go now. I see that he's constantly warning you. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're right with me. Examine yourself. You think you have eternal life? Search the Scriptures. I see that constant warning to abide with him. You can lose your salvation.
Yeah.
If you stop abiding. So how do I know once saved, always saved? Just keep abiding.
I see in that very clearly that the door that the Lord opens, if you stay in fellowship with the Lord, then no man shut it. But if you abide in a man and a man's teaching, then that man, you give that man authority to close that door.
And when you look at the end,
he says, I will write my name upon him. Now if you come into the kingdom and you're already marked, you already have a name upon you. He's not going to write his name upon you. You come in clean.
That's right.
You have not taken the mark that you have not taken that mark of sin upon your soul. Therefore, he writes his name upon you. You become his. That's the mark.
When do you get his name written on you?
Here! But we have to be careful not to associate with whatever man would close that
That's
door.
That's right.
It's God's full capability, but we can move out of that. We can say, I'm going to turn to a man.
That's right.
And I'll shut that door, and that man's not coming.
That's right. And the Bible talks about the kingdom of heaven is taken by violence.
Right.
They're shutting it up. They're shutting it. Even talking to the Pharisees. You go make proselyte of one person, but yet you make a twofold child of the devil. You shut the kingdom up to him and to yourself. They're shutting the kingdom out by they decide, well, you know, Jim, you didn't dress right. And you know, some of you women, your skirts don't go down to your ankles. They are shutting the kingdom to the people that want Jake.
Yeah, verse 11 says, "Don't let any man steal your crown."
There you go. Yeah. We'll get to it.
How many people have done that?
Yeah, it's
by agreement that we give authority to men. It's by our agreement
that
we give authority.
That's right.
God is perfectly capable of all things. He starts it. It's when we agree. Away from the Lord.
That's right. Well, I'll get to Lance and Mary in a second. So since he brought it up, he's warning you not to let somebody take your crown, which means it can be taken.
Right.
Right? Right? What is your crown? It's your resurrected body.
Yes.
He's saying don't let any man take your crown. That means, hey, it can happen.
Right.
Well, hang on.
Yes.
Lance, Mary, Mike.
Is that what happened in the church of Laodicea? The message watered down. Is that why people were...
Well, it doesn't even say the church. It says the Laodiceans.
Right.
Laodiceans means lazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lukewarm. That's what it means. It doesn't say to the church at Laodicea. It says to the Laodiceans, which means, like you just said, this lukewarm, watered down gospel.
But is there some responsibility towards the pastor where it was wrong?
I absolutely
amen. There is.
Yeah, absolutely.
With all of these churches.
Read Jeremiah, Isaiah, read about do a study of pastors in your Bible, go to the Old Testament. He's constantly warning those pastors, preach to us smooth things, pastors. Don't preach to us hard things. Don't preach to us this. Jeremiah was saying that the pastors back then were saying, oh no, this isn't going to happen.
God's not going to send you.
That's right.
I'll break that yoke.
That's
and
right.
God says, I'm going to kill you before
and
you
he
know
killed the guy.
7 months
later.
Yeah.
7 months later.
So Mary was next.
Okay, so we already read it, but in Matthew 24:13, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. We're not saved until the end.
The end. Salvation is at the end. It's right, Mike.
Well, I just wondered about, you know, they said some pastors had said that you could actually take the mark and go to heaven. I haven't seen that in the Word of the Bible.
You know why you haven't seen it in the Word of the Bible? We did it on a Tuesday, didn't we?
Yeah.
We went all the places where the mark of the beast is mentioned. Nowhere does it even suggest you can take it. It clearly says, as a matter of fact, first you're going to worship him. First you're going to worship him, then take the mark.
I think the error in that understanding, Mike, is they understand the mark to be something physical, when the body has no matterness whatsoever.
Yes.
They don't understand that this is a spiritual. When the Lord writes his name upon you, he's
mm-hmm.
not going to draw on your arm.
Right.
Okay, that's a spiritual understanding to us. He says, this one is mine. We were talking about this just before we began. We see that in evidence today. For some reason, we can walk up to a person and there's somehow we know that we can speak to them.
Absolutely.
We can see the mark, not consciously, but and everybody's been witness to this. Everybody's been witness to this, the walk of the Lord. There's something about somebody when you can see that mark. Even though we can't do it consciously.
Spiritually discerned.
Now, that's a shadow, because it's through a dark glass that we see these things, but the Lord sees that as clear as a bell.
Absolutely.
It is not on the flesh.
That's
it
right.
is in the spirit.
But he wants you to spiritually see these things, Lance.
I was talking to Ryan about this last night. Like, I would have never have gone to a church, ever. And it was his conduct that I can see.
Mm-hmm.
I could see like something that was a definite change, and it was, you know, undeniable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, there's something here.
Yeah.
So that has power, and it makes you think, like, how should I act? You know what I mean? If I wanted to.
Yeah.
The spiritual comes at the end.
Yeah.
That's when the spiritual king, and it's, we think spiritual, we think it's not real. It is more real than this world
yeah.
we're living in. You know, we are three parts, body, soul, and spirit, right? Like right now you have an earthly body.
Right.
The fourth part of you, the number four is spiritual. It's dimensional. The fourth part of you is the heavenly body, the resurrected body. So that's the fourth part that we're all looking for when he appears with his kingdom, sitting at the right hand of the Father. Why do I want to try to survive this when I'm going to see him come for me? Why would I want to try to survive this and miss that?
Yeah. I don't want to miss any of those things. People say, I don't want to be here for the Great Tribulation. I personally do, because we're going to see some really
cool
stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to see some things that if you're not here, you will miss.
Go read Exodus, the time of Moses. Go read Elijah, the time of Elijah, the miracle. Read the book of Acts, the miracles that they were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like Lawrence was saying, a lot of times we think that the blessing is asking for the miracle. No, the miracle follows you.
Yes.
The miracle follows your faith.
We are the miracle.
That's right.
They will see Christ through us love, as we die in our faith.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
As we're suffering for our faith.
And I'll say this too. I think there's going to be a lot of times you're going to be preserved miraciously before they kill you.
Yeah.
You think of Moses. Moses didn't say, well, I think I'll go to the sea and part it this way. No, you just got to go. And then the miracles follow.
Yeah.
You are going to see the Holy Spirit poured out, and especially in this time, like never before. Now, even the book of Acts, like, even better than that.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things are going to be happening where those who have spiritually been prepared are going to go, kill me, go ahead, kill me.
What you just said, spiritually prepared.
Yes.
All right? There's only going to be a few that are spiritually prepared.
Yeah.
If you believe you're going to not see any of these things, you will not be spiritually prepared for the onslaught of
evil. That's right.
So if you're used to following a person,
right?
You think of it. Moses came to the water, and the first thing they're going is, "He sent us here to die." If you listen to the crowd, say, "Yeah, you're probably right. Let's go back to Egypt."
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
But you stay prepared.
Right.
You're going to hear the difference.
That's right. Let God be true and every man a liar. Every man a liar.
And endure is seeing him who is invisible.
Seeing a better resurrection than Hebrews 11.
That's why it's good to be receptive to the Holy Spirit, because we can be easily misguided by somebody.
And that's just it. I think what has been taught since dispensationalism has had a foothold in Christianity in America is that the Holy Spirit is just something out there, you know. But you don't tap into it because you don't want to do somersaults down the aisle or something like that, or barking like a dog.
Yeah.
You are to be sensitive, but the Holy Spirit speaks to you.
Right. Lawrence has said this a couple times. A strong man. In 1830, a strong man came over this nation.
Yes.
A strong spiritual, evil, demonic influence entered into the already weakened church. And set up false doctrines of demons back then.
That's right.
That we have followed from then up until this time.
That's right.
And God's illuminating people now. Man, I'm getting them.
Yeah.
God's illuminating people now because the next unveiling is about ready to happen.
Yeah, that's right. You know, is he doing it because we're just some special group of
saints?
We just believe. Just believe. God honors that, and it will be imputed unto you. We just believe the book. We believe the words. We believe Jesus is coming back again. We actually believe these things. So God said, I'll honor that. I'm going to start gathering a whole bunch of people to, I know, I said, I'm kidding, a hick pastor, you know, in Caledonia, a hick town. I'm going to start gathering all these people together in this church because I'm preparing them for what's coming.
It works in remnants.
That's right. That's right.
I think it's important to know the humility of where we stand, too.
Yes.
The Lord has done this for his good pleasure.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Right.
This is not about us. It never
happened. That's right.
In fact, when he came into Jerusalem, he stated that. He said, if they don't praise me, these rocks will.
That's right.
He doesn't need us. He would like us, but he doesn't need us.
That's right.
And if we don't fulfill what he desired, he'll pull the rocks up.
Yeah.
They'll praise
him. Why do you think
he's created it all? We have to put ourselves in the proper standing.
Yeah.
We don't set in our security and say, okay, God, you get to it because I said the prayer. Like, we command the Lord.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way.
And even what we're doing here, it is not gainsaying, prideful, to puff you up.
No.
It is to humble us that God has had mercy on us to show us these things. Like I say all the time, I would actually have more compassion on my brothers and sisters who have been duped by this instead of the ones preaching it.
Amen.
God does a lot of stuff because of his name's sake.
That's right.
Yes.
His name's sake.
Not because of us.
Did he say that about Israel?
Amen.
I didn't say it because you're so special. I did it because I'm God.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Amen.
Lance.
That's why I was saying receptive to the Holy Spirit, because we're not entitled to it.
That's right. That's right. And because you can grieve the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you can.
Okay. So, once again, he opens the door, shut the door, he opens, he closes. Verse 8, thou hast little strength, thou hast kept my word, and it's not denied. This goes along with what we read in the earlier church where it says that you're poor, but you're rich.
Yeah.
Oh, that works for me. I'd rather be poor in this world than rich in spirit. I don't tithe to my church so I could financially get back. I give to the kingdom of God because I want God's spiritual blessing on me.
Yeah.
You know, financially, he has me right where he wants me. That's all that matters to me. Right? Okay. So, 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet. You're going to stand on your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Victory comes to us, to all the ones who have been persecuting us, our brothers and sisters, since Cain killed Abel.
Right?
We are going to put our feet on their necks at the end. But to me, the interesting thing here is a synagogue is not a Hindu temple.
No.
It's not a mosque. It's a Jewish temple.
Temple, yeah.
But once again, the Israel, Jewish people are a fine line. He's not done with them. He's going to save them. He's clearly not done with them. He is going to rescue them. A third, Zechariah says, a third of them get saved during this time. We're actually here.
Right.
That's a diminished number.
That means, how many people have died off by then? Hang on, Jay.
Yeah.
I'll get to you. That means two-thirds are going to follow Antichrist.
Right.
Are going to line up with him. Jesus said, I have come in my name, and you receive me not. Another will come in his name. Him
and
you will receive. So the two-thirds that are going to align with Antichrist, we're going to be brought into synagogues. And we're going to be punished and beat for the name of Christ. Who persecuted Christ?
It was the religious leaders of the day.
Who killed Stephen?
Yeah, the religious leaders of the day.
They did it. Mm-hmm. So that's all I'm saying. It's not just Israel's not going to be some global government. They are going to align themselves up with the Antichrist government. I'll get to you. Mark 13 talks about this. Because this is what the pre-turbulence rule will say. Well, see, the synagogues, it's talking about Israel in the last days. He's going to rescue them and us at the end. But two-thirds of them are going to go with the rest of the world. It lines up with Antichrist, too. Okay, 9. Take heed to yourself, right? To Mark 13, 9. Olivet Discourse, end times. Jesus is teaching end times. He's talking. Do you know who he's talking to here, the three apostles? He doesn't call them apostles. He calls them disciples, which means us. He's talking to us. The Bible is for us. It's about end times. Okay, so you see there, verse 8, nation, same verses as we read in Matthew 24. Verse 9, but Mark takes a different twist here. Verse 9, take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. Are councils only in Israel, or is there a council in Caledonia? In America. Okay, to councils. And in the synagogues, you shall be beaten. You know, when they found out you were a Christ follower 2,000 years ago, they threw you out of the synagogues. These people are bringing into the synagogues. What synagogues? Synagogues of Satan. The ones that have lined themselves up with Antichrist. And you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought forth before rulers. Is there rulers just in Israel? We got dictators and are running our country now. And kings, for my sake, and for a testimony against them. You being persecuted and martyred is a testimony against them. And like I say all the time, I would rather be you get martyred instead of one of them that martyred you.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, verse 10. This is huge. For thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which will come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Just put two and two together here. There's an hour. I take it literally. There's going to be an hour where the whole world is tempted, saying, you line yourself up with me, you can live. Right? See, we're being told, Doug, well, this is the pre-trib rapture. You're being kept from the hour of temptation. Tribulation is not a temptation. It's an effect that takes place of man. A temptation, here's a temptation. Joe, you take this, and we'll let you live and buy and sell for 3.5 years. That's a temptation. That's what that is. That I'm being told, it's not on you, Joe. I'm going to keep you from that hour. I'm going to do it. When the mark of the beast comes up, Jesus says, I'm going to intervene. I will not let you take that, even if they kill you. Make sense?
Could this also speak of the individual? Because it says all would dwell upon the earth from the beginning of time on, that each person is tested in an hour of their life. Could it also speak to a basis of that, in addition to what you're...
Well, and I do. I mean, I actually think the hour, I mean, clearly if the mark is offered in Israel and it's offered in America 12 hours later, but it's the hour that the decision is made to, we're going to make people take this mark.
So it can be a collective at the moment.
Absolutely.
Of those who are alive at that time, but all those who have come before have had that same hour.
Absolutely.
In their life individually.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, Jesus in John 5, we read about the resurrection. The hour is coming and now is.
Yeah. Yeah.
When all that are in the grave hear me. So there is, like you said, an hour that precedes it, but there is a moment in time where these 10 horns,
right,
these kings, and the Antichrist being the 11th are going to go, okay, I'm going to take my spot here. We need to offer something so people line themselves up with our kingdom. The fourth kingdom, Daniel talks about the fourth kingdom. Fourth, that's the Antichrist kingdom. That's the dimensional kingdom that's coming to the world.
And
that's coming.
Remember, the lure that comes into that kingdom is that I truly believe that it's the technological realms that we're living in now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 5G, it's the techno babble, it's the internet. I said it a couple Wednesdays or Sundays ago. All these devices, if you think about them, are coming out of the navel of Lucifer and into our homes, into our understandings.
And AI.
The technology's here.
AI. That's right. Lawrence brought my attention to this, that God uses the Holy Spirit to connect all of the believers in Christ. Lucifer doesn't have a Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
How does he connect all of the believers in his world through technology?
That's right.
He's not omnipresent. He doesn't have any of that.
You're going to worship the image, and the image is going to be on your TV, your computer, your phone, and you look at
or like Lori said, in your head.
Always got
in
your
mind. The flesh is at war with the spirit.
That's
right. And the Lord established his spirit through the spirit. Satan has established his spirit through the flesh.
Amen.
It's something mechanically made. It's solid.
It's tangible.
It lines up perfectly with what the scriptures say. He built that as our body is built from the dirt and the dust.
Yeah.
But our spirit soul is from God.
And he built that from the air. He's the prince and the power of the air.
Yeah.
And he said he wanted to be like the Most High.
Yeah.
And he never will be. It has to be technology because...
Well, and plus, what does he... Not only technology, but what does he use? Ephesians 6 mentions four spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Powers, principalities, spiritual witnesses in dark places. Unclean, I can't remember how, but it mentions four things. So he also uses demonic spirits to move his kingdom forward.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, he says, I'll keep you from the hour of temptation. When I started understanding this, I know I've said it before, and you probably hear it goes again. I turned to the Lord, I said, I can't do it. I'll give in. And the Lord just started sharing me with verses, Mark 13:11, talks about this hour. But when they shall lead you, they shall deliver you up, take no thought.
Right.
Take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given to you in that hour. That speak, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. He's lining up end times, all of the discourse, Mark 13, with this, he's wanting. Look, are you listening, Tom? That hour, I'm going to intervene. Same thing. Luke 21:12 says the same thing. But after these things, they shall lay hands on you, and they shall persecute you, delivering you up into synagogues and into prisons, being before kings and rulers for my name's sake. I'm redundant, but how could this be a bunch of unbelievers during this time?
Right.
13, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Your testimony.
Yeah.
Your testimony is, like Justin Martyr said, or I think it was Polycarp, deny him, we're going to burn you at the stake, deny him, we'll set you free, or we're going to burn you. And he said, for 84 years, he has never denied me. How can I, for this instance, deny him? Lord, give us that strength.
I think that the captives in Babylon showed evidence of you.
That's
picture
right.
of that. Both Daniel and Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Right.
They were brought before all the witness.
That's right.
And said, will you bow? They said no.
Absolutely.
And then the miracles followed.
And then the miracles followed. They were expecting to die if you really read into it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was told, well, you know, that's them being prepared, them man surviving through God's wrath. No, it's not. It's not God's wrath. That's man's tribulation that he miraculously survived through. Okay. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before when you shall answer. Now, Mark 13 said the Holy Ghost.
Right.
21 says, I, 21:15 says, I, Jesus Christ, words are in red, I will give you a mouth and wisdom. That word wisdom, that's the Holy Ghost word.
Right.
and which your adversaries will not be able to gainsay nor resist. I will give you. So the three are one.
Yeah.
You get the whole package when you have Jesus Christ. And he, if you really have him, we talked about this Tuesday, he is going to come and indwell you.
Right.
And he is going to produce fruit in your life.
Right.
He's going to produce that fruit. You don't produce it.
Amen.
You bear it. He purges out your sins. He cuts off the bad tomatoes.
Yeah.
Right? He cuts all these things out of your life.
Oh.
And he's producing the fruit. Yeah.
Now, if we don't tend, if God doesn't tend to the suckers, what happens?
That's right.
That pulls from the fruit.
That's right.
We have so many suckers.
That's right.
Yes.
False teachers.
He's the fruit producer.
Amen.
He is.
Yeah.
He is, not you. Not like Lauren said, this is so simple to get to understand. We do not put our faith ahead of him. We just believe in him and then let everything, the miracles, the fruit, let all that follow. But just believe these words. I mean, look at what we're doing. This is how you know this is real. We just took one little study on the hour of temptation, and we just showed how God is going to intervene. But how did we show that? By going through his words.
Mm-hmm.
And this is common. I can give you a bunch of other verses that says, and in 1 Corinthians talks about I'm going to intervene. You know, put no trust in your flesh.
Yeah.
It's all words, though.
That's it. That's right.
It's a message.
Yeah.
I don't know your name.
Reverend Jason Terrell.
Hi, Reverend.
The main way he intervenes is when we take the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians chapter 6.
That's right.
Now, in the Old Testament, he said, evil will bow to the good and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. I know that my God is righteous. There's none good, none righteous. He's born in my heart by faith, Ephesians 3:17.
That's right.
2 Corinthians 13:5, Colossians 1:27. The church has to learn to overcome the fear by taking the sword of the Spirit. Now, when you take the sword of the Spirit, Psalm 63:9, you can say, but those that seek my life to destroy shall go to the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for the jackals. Okay? So, we have the manifold wisdom of God to make a war with these principalities and powers.
That's right.
There's a lot of hype going on about people getting scared of what's going on.
Yeah.
But where the rubber meets the road is, are they going to take the sword of the Spirit and use it?
That's right.
Let's not talk about the fear. Let's not talk about the devil is greater than us. Let's talk about greater is he that dwells in me than he that dwells in this world.
That's great.
I have authority. Luke 10:19 says, to trample on the serpent, the scorpion, and all the powers of the enemy.
That's right.
I have the power to bind.
That's right.
According to Psalm 149:6-8, it says that we may have high praises in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand to bring vengeance upon the nations and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. When are the prayer meetings going to start?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're here on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. Saturday morning, we're here praying.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, too.
Yeah.
Where are...
I've seen some prayer meetings where people are saying, God, 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 help us. And he's saying, in 1 Peter 5:8, you resist the devil.
That's right.
Okay?
Right. Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, you got to do it.
That's right.
He says in the book of James, submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you.
Right. That's right.
And it says in Psalm 103, angels will hearken to the word, heed the word, and do the word. So there's prayer meetings for wusses,
and
there's prayer meetings for wards. That's my point.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, he said it, Ephesians 6. He said it. It's perfect. This is a spiritual battle we're in.
Right.
What are we trusting in? We trusting in ourselves? We trusting in the teachers and the preachers up there? Or are we trusting? What is the sword of the Spirit?
It's the Word of God.
It's the Word of God that cuts and divides asunder, that cuts through. That has. I play the Bible in my house on a loop, just so the devils hear it. Because they don't like it. It cuts them. It cuts to their bones. It cuts to their marrow. It is, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in yourself?
No.
Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. What is the power of His might? The Holy Ghost.
Right. Amen.
Put on the whole armor. All of it. Daily. Hourly. Minutely. Yeah, I don't think it's like too long after I wake up that I've got a problem with myself.
Amen. Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's your dimension,
right.
Point number four. Right?
Yeah. This is preparation. You know, we're being prepared in the wielding of that sword right here and now. I don't think any man here, we are being prepared. The encouragement that you set forth is fabulous. It is an encouragement. It is a hope. I've been down this road already a couple times, very, very recently.
Yeah.
Be careful until you're prepared how you dive out. This is young. This is new.
Right.
This hasn't happened for many, many generations. Some are farther forward than others, and I would certainly understand that. But there has to be a preparation made. I've already dove out there, and I've already been struck and sent back with my tail between my legs. Now, I'm not saying I'm a wimp about it because I'm still full on.
Right.
Okay. If I'm not scared, but I have learned a lesson. There has to be a preparation made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul had studied the scriptures.
His
whole life, and yet 3 years in the desert.
Yeah.
Before and then again with Peter and those in Jerusalem for quite a year period before he was sent out. We are disciples. That's exactly you prophetically said that we are disciples. We are disciples being prepared to be apostles.
Right.
But we better follow the Lord.
Amen.
At what time we become an apostle? Because right up until the very moment they were sent out, they were still falling, they were still failing.
That's right.
You know, they still crashed a little bit.
Yeah.
That's not taking in our own strength. It says in that last scripture, he that has little strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's not saying that's a weak person.
It's
saying that's a person that doesn't do it in their own strength.
That's right.
If you think you're gonna grab that sword and go out and fight one who's fought for 6,000 years, you better know how to swing that baby.
That's
because
right.
He's probably better practiced. Let the Lord prepare you, but we have to be solidly being prepared.
Even Michael the archangel said to Lucifer, "The Lord rebuke you."
Yes. So you don't. Yes. Right? That's right.
So, yeah.
Although I have the authority through Jesus Christ, I am not.
I don't rebuke anything.
I don't rebuke.
The Lord does.
Powers and principalities. I pray against them.
That's right.
I pray for protection from them.
That's right.
Jesus said, don't deliver them out of this world, but protect them from the evil that's in this world. All right? We're to be lights, and lights are supposed to burn until they go out.
All right.
Yeah. Well, even Satan had the, as my son puts, the audacity to tempt Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that he could.
Yeah.
Use the word
My question is this. Where do you live right now? Ephesians 5:30 says, I live in his body, flesh and bones.
Right.
Okay. Acts 17:28 says, in him I live, move and have my being.
But that's
so before you question me, wait a minute, brother. You don't know where I've been a missionary.
No, I don't.
And I started in 1999.
And that's why I said
I worked in the jails and prisons.
I know
what I'm talking about. I've had encounters with the devil. Have I had my butt kicked? Yeah. But have I got the grace of God to get back up and learn how to use that sword? That sword is the only thing that makes me keep going.
And I'm very encouraged.
And the more I use it,
I think the more
I can back him off so I can go out and preach the gospel.
I'm very encouraged by your hope. I truly am. I hope that came across properly because I'm very encouraged.
My God is not a wimp, all right? The Bible says the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. In the Old Testament, the Lord is a man of war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody here.
I think he's questioning, do I know how to use the sword?
No, my friend. That's why I said very carefully, there are those that are much more advanced than I am. much more advanced than I am, and I trust that. No, I meant that not at all like that. What I said is I know where I stand in my preparation.
Well, I know where I'm standing right now. I'm just standing on the word of God.
I'm not challenging that in the least.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
I'm saying I have very recently, within the last few weeks, taken my steps out and been sent back, not by Satan, but by the Lord to say, you're not ready yet. So I know where I stand. I would not want to send a child into a man's battle. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not saying
I just want to say this, brother. I've been in the mission field. I've had people hold hammers over my head. But when I have faith in the name of Jesus, they freeze, they drop the hammer, and they run away.
Well, I
go on with more and more, but I don't like to boast. Mm-hmm. But people got to learn how to use that name. They got to learn in Mark 16:17 that we can cast out devils, we can bind devils, we can chain them up.
And that's what we're doing.
Hold up, just one second. There's a spirit of pride that just come over this body. I don't know if y'all felt it.
Yeah.
All right, but there's something just happened.
Yeah.
Okay, something in the spiritual realms just happened. We need to stop.
Yeah.
We need to pray. All right? Nobody is better than anybody else here.
No, that's not it. I'm just not going to be pushed into fear and trembling.
Nobody's pushing you anywhere.
Joy and righteousness.
Right.
Not
nobody's
hyped up about the end times and get a panic attack and
I think
act like a win and say, devil, you're not me again. I might as well just give up.
I think what we've been doing here is
say
that. Okay. Love you. Let's finish.
Let's pray.
I just want to finish these verses. Okay. And just to make sure what has been taught here. Hang on. Hang on, Lance.
Right.
What has been taught here this morning is not a fear.
Right.
The opposite. What has been taught here is to rely on the Holy Spirit, to rely on God, to rely on the Word of God. That's what we're believing and trusting in. Yeah. First, I agree with you. There was a spirit that just came over this place, and I think it just left.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Lance, go ahead.
And to know that we're all fallible, like he was saying, even the apostle is fallible. So it's not our own doing.
Right.
That sword of spirit is the power, and it does take preparation, it does take skill to use effectively.
Yeah. Let's just finish Ephesians 6. And then we're going to pray. All right. So let's start over. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all things, take the shield of faith, wherein you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Father God, we do come before you. We do thank you for being here and meeting us here. We do thank you that you have covered us, that you have looked over us, and that you have taught us today not to trust in ourselves, not to trust in man, not to be fearful, not to worry about the things that are coming. You have warned us to watch and prepare for the end times. And the people that want to ignore it, Lord, I pray that you would have mercy on them, that you would open up their spiritual eyes. I pray if there was something that was brought into this church this morning, Lord, that you would remove it, that you would cast out these devils that sow discord among the brethren. Please, Father God, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon all of us if we have understood something or if I have taught something in error. Remember, we are just of the dust and made of the earth.
be long-suffering with us, be patient with us. Thank you, Father God, for having mercy upon us. And I do pray that spirit of discord would not be here. I pray that you would bless Pastor Fitz as he brings forth a message to bring us closer to you, that your word would seek our minds into our heart, that it would sink down past our feeble brains and enter our heart and draw us closer to you. For Father, we see that the end of all things are coming, and you told us to watch and prepare for these things. What manner of persons ought we be if we do nothing about it? Thank you, Father God, for who you are. Thank you for your Son, who saw the depravity of man and had mercy and grace upon us and said, I'll go save them. And that we are saved from his wrath. That wrath that was poured upon him would satisfy you, we deserve. And that we will never taste that wrath. I thank you, Father God, that you have been kind and merciful to us. And I pray that you would put a hedge of protection around us, around this building, and around our each and every one of our souls. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. It's happening.
This is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem.